This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Now we're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDAHLIA. I'm going to get a little philosophical here. Now, I'm allowed to get philosophical. I don't really get very deep on this show. We talk a lot of fluff. We, you know, hit some health headlines. We hit some political headlines. But we don't really get deep. Let's do some deep thinking for a second here. I can do that. I have the skill and the talent to go deep, right, and figure out how to, you know, get into our subconscious and, you know, I don't know, talk philosophically, right? Am I already failing at that? Well, let me tell you why I'm going deep. Okay, so I the Dr. Dahlia Studios are kind of on a busy street, right? Yeah, it's called the Dr. Dahlia Studios. Yeah, one day we'll have roller coasters and stuff like that, and we'll, you know, charge $100 a ticket. But right now, you know, it's just a thought, just a, you know, dream. But there is the Dr. Dahlia Studios. And it's a very, very busy street that I have to drive and then turn left. So I have to turn left to get to my work. And it is amazing how people will buy houses or they'll choose work based on, you know, are they going to have to drive towards the sun on their way home or, you know, drive towards the sun during the day. Well, I live in the West, so yeah, I drive towards the sun going to work. I drive towards the sun going back. I've just always done that. Don't ask. I just like the west side of town, and I do that to myself. But I don't really plan to that degree. A lot of you guys plan. Good for you. And so I didn't plan that I would have to be making a left to get into work. I mean, I suppose I could make a right. It would take longer. I'd have to go a couple side streets out of my way to be able to go around and make a right, but it's okay. Well, I was in a real, real, real big hurry this morning. Big hurry. And so I'm waiting in the left turn lane, and there's just a slew of cars. So I can't turn left. And I'm like, all right, well, it'll ease up. And then it doesn't ease up. And then it doesn't ease up. And I'm like sitting there going, come on, come on, come on. And I'm, you know, seeing where I need to go. We're just talking maybe, what, 25 feet away. We're just talking. I see the parking lot where I need to be. All I have to do is make a left and pass three lanes. I don't know how many feet that ends up being. That's all I have to do. And more cars are coming. More cars are coming. I'm like, well, maybe there'll be somebody nice who'll slow down. But no, because there's three lanes. So I would have to hope that there are three nice people that will stop simultaneously at the same time for me to go. And then I'm like, well, maybe there'll be a street light. There's got to be an end to this somehow. Maybe there'll be the street light that'll turn red. Street light. And then everybody's going to have to slow down. And then I could kind of wiggle my tushy through the traffic. Because if they have to stop anyway, they got to let me through. Well, there's a stoplight. And cars back up. And no, they pull right up to another car. And no room for me. And then they look at me like, oh, sorry. And I'm here stuck in the left lane. And I'm getting mad. And I'm just getting mad. And I'm like, but all I have to do is just cross three lanes. And I'm there. I'm exactly where I need to be. And minutes are passing. And I'm just starting to get a little hot on the collar. And I'm thinking, you know what? I'll just leave my car here in the left turn lane and just walk into work. If that's what I have to do, no car is letting me pass. I feel trapped. And you want to know what? Cars started to move out of the way. Cars started to go. And then all of a sudden, there was like a parting of the Red Sea. And I was able to move my car. No, I didn't pray. I usually don't waste prayers on that. You know, I pray for health and safety and things like that. I really don't pray for an opportunity to move my car to make a left. But you want to know what? Finally, there was an opening, and I was able to turn, make my left, and get into the parking lot. So what's the moral? The moral is, because again, I, you know, was like, okay, you know what? This is life. This explains life. Yeah, a left lane with a bunch of idiots driving down, not, you know, being selfish, not letting you drive. Yeah, yeah. But, and all jokes aside, yeah, you are going to deal with some real, really idiots, real, real jerks. And you're going to have a lot of obstacles in your way. And you're going to have to learn how to navigate. You're going to have to be patient. Sometimes you're going to have to take a risk and you're going to have to gun it. But you always seem to make it to that parking lot. And the parking lot may not really be the most wonderful parking lot. You may not even want to go to the parking lot. The parking lot may have a cop sitting in there, right, getting ready to give you a ticket for making an illegal left turn. I don't know. But you always end up making that left turn eventually. Something happens. So in life, you could either get ticked off. You could either throw a tizzy fit. You could be patient. Or you could jump and make things happen. But just always know that nothing is ever as simple as just a simple, smooth left turn. Now, some of you guys are like, oh, well, I live on a street where there's no traffic, so it's a very easy left turn. Don't jinx yourself, because someone's going to do construction. Trust me, something's going to happen. That left turn is not going to always be that easy. Right turns are easy. That's why we call them right. Right turns, you can make a right turn. You don't even have to stop. Well, you should stop at a stop sign. But for the most part, you can do whatever the hell you want on a right turn. But left is tricky. In fact, one time I had to make a left turn. There was finally a very brief moment where I could gun it. And all of a sudden, a person starts walking by. So I slam my car in the middle of the street. Meanwhile, I could get hit by cars because I don't want to hit this person. So take it slow. Take it easy. Expect people to be jerks and not let you make your turn. Expect other people to have to go where they got to go. They're not worried about you and your left turn. But you're always going to be able to make that left turn. And if you could do it in one piece without making another person go into multiple pieces, you could do it without losing your car. That's the secret to a successful life. Okay, how was that? Was that philosophical enough? See? No? No? That's philosophical to me. All right, guys, don't go away. We're going to talk about marijuana lounges. 1-877, Dr. Ali. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt,
Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Tuning in 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. Woohoo! Yay! If you guys haven't been out to Vegas lately, you've got to. It is just amazing. The resorts are gorgeous. We have the most phenomenal restaurants, great shows. I love the city. Good weather. You know, hurry before it gets too hot. But, you know, it's a dry heat, so even if you're trying to escape the humidity, you will find some sort of a, you know, respite from it out here. And Las Vegas now has legalized marijuana, recreational. So everybody seems to be happy. Everybody's doing the dance. Yeah, we're turning more and more blue. But we slowed down for a little bit on some of the pro-marijuana movements, like, you know, opened up lounges, things like that. Apparently, you know, a vote in the past had gotten shot down in terms of opening up marijuana social use lounges, but now the city of Las Vegas city council approved it. And they passed it 4-1, where licensed marijuana businesses in Nevada will be able to be permitted to apply for special use permits to open consumption lounges at which cannabis products can be sold and consumed on site. Oh, you're talking, yeah, this is money. This is money. After 1 year, other interested business owners, including those who have not received licenses to operate marijuana dispensaries, will be permitted to apply for consumption lounge permits as well. Now, some of you may be saying, what? And then some of you may be like, no, it's a good idea. All right, and so why? What are the pros and cons? Well, we have legalized marijuana in Nevada, but you're starting to stink. I mean, you're starting to smell it, and it's starting to stink up places. You're not supposed to smoke in many places, many public places, but people are doing it anyway, or it's stinking up the place. And so one advantage, one is there's, you know, a lot of money to be made. Now you could have marijuana clubs. You could have, I just see the potential. It's huge. You know, I wish I could buy some stock, but I can't. But now, if somebody does want to smoke, you go to one of these said places. And the idea is would have less people smoking on the street, less people out in the public. I don't think that'll work because if you have to pay a crap load of money to get into one of these clubs, you know, you're going to be like, why? You know, it cost me already an arm and a leg to get the marijuana. I'll just, you know, smoke it here. But marijuana is legal, but there's limited options on where the millions of tourists visiting Las Vegas could lawfully consume the substance. It remains illegal to smoke or ingest marijuana in most hotels and public places, including casinos, bars, restaurants, and on the street. So, Councilman Bob Coffin, and measure was supported by Michelle Fiore, who's been on the show, Cedric Creer, Mayor Pro Tempore Lois Tarkanian, who I like a lot. I like her. Voted for it. Stavros Anthony, like him a lot too, voted against. Mayor Carolyn Goodman, the mayor of Las Vegas Upstate. According to Las Vegas Sun, conflict of interest because there's a family member involved in the cannabis industry. But where are we going with this? I mean, you know, what? Marijuana has stirred up a whole bunch of controversy. And there's a lot of smoke and mirrors, let me just say that. But it stirred up a lot of controversy because we just don't know enough about it. And so many people who are opposed to the legalized marijuana say, I don't want to be exposed to it. Now, somebody who smokes marijuana says, I'm not smoking around you. I'm doing it in my house. I'm eating it. What are you exposed to? But I have to tell them, you know, hey, dude, yeah, just chill. This isn't about you. It's about the dork who's sitting there in his car smoking, or somebody who opened, rolled down their windows while they were, you know, high, and somebody in the back of the car smoking up. I'm smelling it on the highway. I walked into a parking lot, and I am outside in Vegas, mind you, outside in the open air with a lot of wind, and I am smelling a slew of pot because somebody was just smoking in the parking lot. And so we're really worried about the secondary effects, the secondhand smoke. And don't be fooled by the concept of, well, you know, you only fail a drug test if it's firsthand. No. Some of the secondhand is so damn potent, absolutely you could, you know, fail a drug test with secondhand smoke. And so you have a lot of people not wanting to be exposed. Oh, well, they're ridiculous. They're conservatives. Behind the times, they're, you know, calling us all these names. But didn't we just, days ago, and aren't we still doing this campaign against tobacco smoke? Why are we banning tobacco smoke and all up everybody's business and, you know, charging them an arm and a leg when they buy a pack of cigarettes? Oh, well, because, you know, there's a public health risk. You know, people are breathing it in secondhand. Yet, here we are with marijuana. And, like, oh, everybody back off. Leave us alone. All right. You know, we are getting exposed to the secondhand marijuana smoke. Now, has anybody studied if the secondhand marijuana smoke is dangerous? As dangerous as tobacco smoke? No. So then we should ignore it? Or should we study it? So on one end, having places where people could go and do what they need to do is nice. Will it solve the problem? No, because people are still going to smoke and whatever. It's just another way for people to make money. I don't think these legal clubs are going to necessarily take people off the street who are smoking or eating their marijuana. I really don't believe that. There's just not going to be enough of them. And we have millions of people come to Vegas. But if there is a safe environment, if there are bouncers making sure nobody's leaving high, you know, and driving high, you know, I'm not 100% opposed to it. Now, speaking about medicinal properties, they say cannabis-based medicine could halve, meaning cut in half, the number of seizures suffered by children with Dravet syndrome. Now, as you know, we have a pharmaceutical on the market now that offers the cannabis-based cannabidiol, allows kids to take this to cut their Dravet syndrome, their convulsive prolonged seizures, by a good amount. Does it cure them? No. But it does show some pretty great success. But we keep hearing the same studies about seizures, which is nice. Seizures are huge. A lot of people suffer from seizures. Not everybody suffers from Dravet's, but a lot of people suffer from seizures. And knowing that cannabidiol cuts seizures, I think we're starting to be convinced that the science is there. We have a pharmaceutical company drug out there that's wonderful. But we all want to know, okay, now beyond seizures, what else can marijuana do? Well, it needs to be studied. And so, in order for it to be studied, there needs to be money. Well, Fox News is reporting that a cannabis investor has donated $9 million to Harvard and MIT for marijuana research. Massachusetts Institute of Technology and Harvard, who are his alma maters, now have $9 million to work with to study the health effects of marijuana. According to the Boston Globe, both institutions describe this donation as the largest private funding of marijuana research. Charles Broderick said the lack of basic science research enables people to make claims in a vacuum that are either anecdotal or based on old science. So one of the objectives of the research will be to determine the cognitive and psychological effects of marijuana. So how does it affect you? Does it make you more depressed? Does it ease your depression? Does it make you more anxious? Does it ease your anxiety? Does it cause you to have memory loss? Does it help your memory? And Broderick began investing in the cannabis industry in Canada in 2015. Harvard and MIT maintain that Broderick's financial interests, this is the donor, Charles Broderick, not Matt Broderick, but Charles Broderick, they said they're going to maintain that his financial interest in the cannabis industry will not influence their research. So somebody who is making money off of cannabis is using this money to fund research, which I think is fine, as long as MIT and Harvard don't turn around and, you know, ignore science and go, oh, yeah, you got marijuana, it's fine. But this is exactly what the lack of bias we have with a lot of our drugs. Somebody's got to put the money into it. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Searching for a safe way to get rest you deserve, improve, and lift your mood? Relief for aches and pains? The answer, HempFX, Uplift, Relax, Soothe. You are invited to a workshop free on Saturday, May 18th, 10:30 to 1:30, at Westin San Francisco Airport, 1 Old Bayshore Highway, Nilbury, California. Contact Donna at 650-861-0606. That's 650-861-0606 or DonnaGarland at yahoo.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says the United States is fully behind the people of Venezuela.
People are starving. They have no food. They have no water. And this was once one of the wealthiest countries in the world. So we wish them well. We'll be there to help.
President Trump speaking at the White House. The president also condemned the brutal regime of President Nicolas Maduro. Without proof, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is accusing Attorney General William Barr of lying to lawmakers about Special Counsel Robert Mueller's final report.
As the Attorney General of the United States of America was not telling the truth to the Congress of the United States, that's a crime.
Pelosi also believes the Attorney General is more loyal to President Trump than he is to the American people. And President Trump said that Stephen Moore has withdrawn his name from being considered as a nominee for the Fed Reserve Board. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll swim back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right,
maybe,
we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thanks for
all the wash your cheeks.
1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so how many of you guys have ever been bullied?
Oh, no, I was never bullied in school. I was the cool one.
Bull. Come on, we've all been bullied. And are you still bullied? Were you just bullied as a kid, or did you feel bullied as an adult? I've been bullied. Absolutely. Let's say somebody's having, you know, some sort of a lively discussion, and they're talking about, you know, how much they love Obamacare. It's pretty public that I'm not a fan of Obamacare. But I get that look. You know that look like, oh my gosh, she's one of them. Like, I'm one of what? A doctor? Somebody with common sense? Somebody whose insurance rates went up? Somebody who couldn't keep their medical practice open because nobody was paying their bills because their deductibles were high? and insurance companies weren't, you know, paying the doctor bills. Yeah, I'm one of them. And there's a whole variety of reasons we get bullied. A lot of us get bullied at work. People being mean, people talking about you, people conniving behind your back. It happens. Well, what do you do to a bully? You fight back. Now, and by the way, liberals feel that way too. You know, you may, you know, love Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Obama. You might have thought Obamacare was, you know, the best thing since sliced bread. And you can't stand being called a libtard and all the other things that people call liberals. You're being bullied too. So we're all bullied. It doesn't matter what race, creed, gender we are. We're all bullied in one way or another. But what you have to do is sometimes you got to bite back. And when you do bite back, people back off. Well, you guys remember this Catholic student, this Covington Catholic student. Remember, he was wearing a Make America Great Again hat. And there was a Native American activist who apparently was right next to him. And original coverage by, I believe, NBC made it look like he was squaring up to Nathan Phillips. Nathan Phillips was the Native American gentleman who was chanting and being a part of a movement. And so, and this boy, Nicholas Sandman, appeared to be standing there with the Make America Great Again hat and looked in the pictures of NBC, by NBC, that he was being smirking and he was coming up into the face of an elderly Native American gentleman. Footage later emerged showing a different story where his group was just standing there. They were getting targeted. And you saw Mr. Phillips approach the Catholic students. Now, the boy insisted that he was trying to diffuse tensions by smiling at the Native American during the January 18th incident in Washington being reported by Daily Mail. And so people think his smirk, it was a smirk, as opposed to him, you know, smiling and trying to calm things down. I don't think it was either. I think it was a nervous smile. I mean, I have no problem, you know, taking some heat and, you know, clashing with people and, you know, standing firm or whatever. But I have to admit, my heart rate does go up. And if somebody is approaching you, and you feel like you might be outnumbered, one of my go-tos, unfortunately, is a nervous giggle and a nervous smile. I have been accused so many times of laughing at people, and I'm not. It's a nervous smile or a nervous giggle. And so, unfortunately, there's this picture of this boy who looks calm, collected, and is just sitting there smiling. Well, NBC and I believe other media outlets went crazy over this. And now the boy is suing. And he is suing NBC for $275 million, claiming that they saw him as an easy target to advance anti-Trump agenda. His legal filing says NBC Universal elevated false, heinous accusations of racist conduct against Nicholas. Nicholas was an easy target for NBC to advance his anti-Trump agenda, because he was a 16-year-old white Catholic student who had attended the Right to Life March that day and was wearing a MAGA cap at the incident, which he had purchased earlier in the day as a souvenir. They say the network's coverage conveyed that he was the face of an unruly hate mob of hundreds of white racist high school students. And in the lawyer's version of events, Sandman was specifically targeted by Phillips, who placed himself directly in front of the student. He stood there quietly and respectfully for several minutes, they said, while Phillips beat his drum, according to legal submission states. So the lawsuit demands $200 million in punitive damages and a further $75 million in compensation for reputational harm, emotional distress, and mental anguish. The student is also suing CNN and the Washington Post over their coverage of the clash. Now, President Trump, you know, he's always pretty political and pretty diplomatic. He goes, go get him, Nick. So, and, you know, the boy's from Kentucky. And, you know, Trump said earlier that the students were treated unfairly with early judgments proving out to be false. Both Salmon and Phillips have said they were trying to defuse tensions that were rising among the three groups. Now, Washington hosted both the Anti-Abortion March for Life, attended by the Covington students, and the Indigenous People's March on the same day. Both groups had earlier been confronted by a third group that appeared to be affiliated with the Black Hebrew Israelite movement. Now, they say videos show members of the religious group yelling and disparaging and profane insults at the students, and then some of whom shouted back. So, unfortunately, we have three very passionate groups that could have been actually in line with some things, but unfortunately they didn't. They clashed and it got bad. But the one thing that this is, that's a real big take home with this is media does this all the time. They jump on things and then they're like, well, we'll retract it later. Enquirer used to do this all the time. Oh, these people are getting divorced, or this person cheated, or whatever, and they go, oh, my bad, we were wrong, my bad, we were wrong. We're going to be talking about in the next segment, Stagecoach, and Coachella was in the news, and there were these reports that there was a huge spike in herpes cases, when that wasn't even the case. And then the media had to retract it. So, does the media have a responsibility to being right the first 5 seconds of a news story breaking? Should they be open to liability if they're wrong? Well, this lawsuit may now cause news outlets, which I think needs to happen, to stop for a second, make sure they don't cut the footage, yeah, and only show the one piece that they want to. And it needs to show some responsibility. Now, some people will say, look, for $275 million, what they're making in advertising, it won't matter. I mean, that's kind of what happened with the Enquirer. The Enquirer was making a lot of money. People were buying their magazine. If they were like, oh, yeah, we think Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie is okay, maybe they had a little fight, no one's going to read it. But if they try to blast all over there, oh, they're getting divorced, they'll take their chances. So, and I'm not just picking on the Enquirer, but, you know, there's been a lot of tabloids and a lot of media. But, you know, NBC Universal is not supposed to be tabloid. They're supposed to be giving us the news. So there's a responsibility that they're giving us correct and accurate information. And if kids weren't going up into the faces of people, that has to be known. 1-877-DOLLY.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, a lot of people jumped the gun on this one, and unfortunately some damage got done, but I think, you know, we've been really, really good at, you know, knocking it down and you know, helping fix it. I was on KABC this morning with John and Jillian, and we were talking about this, clarifying that there was no herpes outbreak at Coachella and Stagecoach. Now, are you guys familiar with Coachella and Stagecoach? These are like these big musical festivals. Now, musical festivals are huge, right? Like, we had the Harvest 91, which, unfortunately, last October 1, not this October 1, but the one before it, unfortunately, was the scene of a mass massacre of people. But these music festivals are becoming more and more popular. People hang out for a week and, or, you know, less days or whatever. Some camp out, some don't. And a lot of good music, a lot of people hanging out, kind of like Woodstock used to be. And so Coachella, you got kind of the Coachella Valley in California. Then you have Stagecoach, which I believe also happened in a similar area. Stagecoach has, I think, a lot of country music. I haven't been to either yet, but I want to the next year. And there was an outbreak during the festivals that, according to TheBlast.com, was a bogus story. The official at the Riverside County Health Department of Public Health tells The Blast that there has been no increased reports of herpes following these popular desert music festivals. People go out in the desert, right? I don't know how they bring the power, probably generators. And it's a blast from what I understand. But apparently there were reports that there was 250 cases a day of people asking for online treatment for herpes simplex. And this was, I'm not exactly sure who was reported, but the company kind of at the center of some of this data was Herp Alert. Now, I don't know much about Herp Alert. It looks like a nice teledoc company, telemedicine company, not through teledoc, but a telemedicine company, where you could call, get your herpes medication, and then, you know, not have to see a doctor or anything like that. Just get your medicine and you're good. And people will say, well, gosh, that's pretty risky. Well, yes and no. On one end, I do telemedicine, and I am very, very comfortable writing antiviral medication because there's very little side effects with them. So I could write the medication. If, let's say, you overdiagnosed yourself, you know, there's very little risk of you taking the medication, so it's a very, very low-maintenance sort of website that one would then have to hold. My problem with it is I don't like us diagnosing or treating STDs over a phone without it getting reported. Now, STDs cause communicable outbreaks, right? Or STDs are a part of communicable disease outbreaks. They could be spread. And so if you hear that there's a company that's getting 250 calls a day, don't you think we would want to know if we're actually having viral spread? Maybe it's not herpes. Maybe these sores are syphilis. Maybe these sores are something else. Now, the Riverside Department of Public Health tells us companies like Herp Alert can be a good resource, but stress that none of the information was fact-checked or official. They believe it's possible that the reports of herpes, even if they are legitimate, could have absolutely nothing to do with Coachella or Stagecoach. So if they all of a sudden had a huge jump in people calling them, that could be that, well, you know, maybe their advertising kicked in and their marketing campaign worked, and now, oh my gosh, now they're all over the news. This was probably the best marketing campaign they could have ever had. Because now everybody's talking about them. And again, they might be now accused of helping spread the rumors. I doubt they did. I'm sure they're innocent. But now they could be very easily accused of helping spread these rumors so everybody could talk about them. So, you know, it's very easy to make your own news. You have a company. And then you say, wow, guys, we're being reported. We got a bunch of calls. We got a bunch of, you know, people calling for this, there might be an outbreak. And, you know, God bless them if they are reporting an outbreak of something. But if it's not true, or, you know, if it can't be, you know, it can't be verified, that's not good. So the official that The Blast spoke to explained that the gestation period for herpes usually takes a few days and would not show evidence of infection during a hookup at the festival until several days later. So if Coachella just finished a couple days ago, and we're being told that, yeah, last week there was a whole bunch of people calling for herpes, it's like, what? Really, what? Because that's what I thought. When I heard this, I'm like, wait a second, how did people get sick so fast? Now, I thought maybe what might have happened was people who had herpes were worried that they were going to spread it, and so they took the medicine to decrease their viral shedding. If you have herpes, you could take Valtrex or Acyclovir or Famvir, and you could take it prophylactically to help decrease you shedding and giving off a lot of the virus. It's not 100%. You're still contagious. That's why people still need to use condoms if they have sex with you. But you, you know, can limit what you, you know, spread. So you might have a bunch of people going, yeah, I want the medicine to be safe. Or you have people, you know, losing their medicine. I mean, I've been doing telemedicine now, and I can't tell you how many people have cold sore outbreaks, especially with the weather changes. Well, yeah, that's a form of herpes. It's herpes type 1. That doesn't necessarily mean it's genital herpes. So with these sort of festivals, there are a lot of hookups. I mean, there's a lot of fun. There's a lot of drinking, probably drugs, and it's music, and you're out there, you're free, and you enjoy life. You know, they're festivals. That's what festivals do. Festivals enjoy life, enjoy being around others. It's a party. And so, yeah, hookups are going to happen. People are going to meet each other. Things are going to, they're going to be horny, whatever. So, unfortunately, John Phillips was talking about this, how it could be a breeding ground for anything to spread wild. Norovirus, measles, etc. Doesn't mean we not have them. No, no. But it means, you know, people need to kind of be smart. Don't be sharing drinks. Don't be doing stupid. Don't be hooking up with people you don't know. And herpes is one of those viruses that people really regret, even though it rarely kills. I mean, we rarely see any herpes-related death. But it's one of those things where once you have it, you have it. And a lot of people don't want it. They're painful blisters. They, you know, feel like people won't want to date them because they could give it to them. Now, if everybody ends up later having it, no one's really going to care because, you know, you can't really give somebody something that they already have. But right now, we're not there yet. A lot of people don't want us to be there yet, understandably so. And so it's not something you want to have. And the other worry is if you're, you know, at risk for herpes, you're probably at risk for any of the other STDs because you had obviously unprotected sex. But what makes herpes a little different is skin on skin could give it to you. So even if you're using a condom, even if you're, you know, trying to be careful and you're only doing maybe second or third base, you could still spread it to each other. But what this story highlights is there's news, if you Google it, there's news talking about Stagecoach and a herpes outbreak. And trying to take that news back, I don't know if, you know, I don't know how many people have redacted the story, but from what we understand, there's absolutely no herpes outbreak. And the news media has to stop doing this. Remember that lady in Chipotle, was it Chipotle, where she refused to serve somebody a meal and it went all over the place that she was racist and she got fired? But the reason why, it was somebody who was very well known for, you know, eating and running. People are too quick to jump. And I got to stop that. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Diamond Dance.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.